Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, How to Write One Song Loving the Things We Create and How They Love Us Back is a nonfiction book by Jeff Tweedy, best known as the songwriter and frontman of Wilco. Part craft guide and part reflective essay, it uses the seemingly modest goal of writing one song to make creativity feel less abstract and more reachable. Rather than presenting songwriting as a mysterious gift reserved for a few specialists, Tweedy frames it as a process that can be learned through attention, repetition, and willingness to begin imperfectly. The book draws on his long experience as a musician while remaining accessible to readers who may not write songs professionally. Its purpose is not only to explain how a song takes shape, but also to explore why people are driven to create in the first place. In that sense, it sits between a practical handbook and a meditation on artistic discipline, vulnerability, and the daily practice of making things. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, treating one song as a complete creative unit. The central idea of the book is that songwriting becomes less intimidating when it is reduced to one manageable act rather than an undefined future identity as a songwriter. Tweedy argues that the difference between writing one song and writing many songs is meaningful because the first task can be approached as a contained event with a beginning and an end. That shift matters psychologically. It lowers the pressure that often comes with ambitions to become a great artist, and it replaces vague aspiration with a specific task. By focusing on one song, the writer can concentrate on the immediate work of making something real. This also changes how failure is understood. An unfinished or awkward draft is not proof of inability, it is simply part of the process of making one thing. The book uses this framing to make creativity feel accessible without pretending it is easy, and that practical redefinition is one of its most distinctive strengths. Secondly, starting before confidence arrives. A recurring lesson in the book is that creativity usually begins before a person feels ready. Tweedy emphasizes the value of getting ideas down quickly, whether in a notebook or on a voice recorder, instead of waiting for perfect inspiration or technical certainty. This advice is important because many people delay creative work by assuming they need the right mood, the right language, or a fully formed concept. The book pushes back against that habit. It suggests that the early stage of songwriting is mainly about observation, capture, and willingness to record rough material. Imperfection is not treated as a problem to be avoided, but as the normal condition of first attempts. That approach is useful beyond songwriting because it identifies a common barrier in creative work self-censorship before the work has even begun. By encouraging action first and refinement later, Tweedy presents songwriting as an iterative process rather than a test of innate talent. Thirdly, writer's block, ego, and the discipline of finishing. The book does not romanticize the difficulties of making songs. It addresses writer's block, hesitation, and the tendency to get trapped in self-judgment. Tweedy is especially attentive to the way ego can interfere with creative progress, whether through perfectionism, insecurity, or the urge to judge the work before it has a chance to develop. His response is practical rather than dramatic. Keep working, return to the material, and accept that writing is a discipline. Finishing matters because ideas only become songs through completion, not through private admiration of their potential. This emphasis is valuable because it shifts the focus from momentary inspiration to sustained effort. The book presents songwriting as something that improves through repeated engagement, not through waiting for rare flashes of genius. In this respect, it offers a sober but encouraging model of artistic labor, one that respects frustration without letting it dominate the process. Fourthly, vulnerability as part of making art that feels alive. Another major theme is the emotional exposure involved in songwriting. Tweedy treats vulnerability not as a side effect to be concealed, but as a condition of making work that feels meaningful. A song often draws on private feeling, memory, or uncertainty, and the book acknowledges that this can be uncomfortable. Rather than framing that discomfort as a flaw, it presents it as one reason songs matter to both writer and listener. The title itself points to this idea: creative works are not only things people make, but things that can seem to answer back when they are shaped with care. That language gives art a relational quality, suggesting that a successful song is not simply constructed, but encountered. This perspective helps explain why the book is more than a technical manual. It is interested in the emotional contract between maker and made object, and in how honesty in the work can produce a sense of connection that technical instruction alone cannot create. Lastly, a songwriting guide that doubles as a wider theory of creativity. Although the book is centered on songwriting, it repeatedly suggests that its lessons apply to many forms of creative work. The practical advice about beginning, persisting, and tolerating imperfection can be translated to writing, drawing, composing, or any activity that depends on sustained invention. What makes the book distinctive is that it combines this broad applicability with the voice of a working musician rather than a detached theorist. Tweedy writes from experience, but he does not present expertise as a barrier between himself and the reader. Instead, he uses his perspective to argue that creativity is part of ordinary life, not a rare event reserved for professionals. This makes the book appealing to readers who want both guidance and reflection. It offers enough concrete process to be useful, but it also leaves space for larger questions about why people create and what they hope their work will do. That balance is what separates it from narrower how-to books. In conclusion, How to Write One Song will be most useful for aspiring songwriters, casual musicians, writers, and any reader who feels blocked by the idea of making something original. It is especially suited to people who do not need a technical music theory manual, but do need permission to begin, persist, and accept early roughness as part of the process. Readers already familiar with creativity books will likely appreciate that Tweedy does not rely on generic encouragement. He combines concrete, experience-based advice with a clear-eyed view of how self-doubt, distraction, and ego interrupt artistic work. That gives the book both practical value and intellectual interest. What distinguishes it from many books in the same category is its scale and tone. It does not promise mastery, and it does not treat creativity as a grand mystery. Instead, it narrows the task to one song and uses that limitation to make the whole creative act feel more legible. For readers seeking a thoughtful, humane, and usable guide to making art, it stands out as both a manual and a meditation. If you would like to support Jeff Tweedy, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.